There's no law that bars that in the United States, but the institutional structures very clearly do prevent it, and quite radically. So there's no law that bars me from saying now correctly that the United States has been one of the leading opponents, maybe the leading opponent, given its strength, of the three major pillars of the post-war order, the Bretton Woods system, the UN Charter, and the Universal Declaration. There's no law that prevents me from saying that the United States attacked South Vietnam under the Kennedy administration in 1961, then extended the war to all of Indochina, or there's no war to law that prevents me from doing what I just did, pointing out that the World Court condemned the U.S. for unlawful use of force in Nicaragua, and that the U.S. was carrying a major terrorist war in the region and a large part of war against the church. There's nothing that prevents saying all these things, but they're not part of the... Say that people have access to relevant information about that would be a joke. They certainly don't. Let's move on to Article 19. Article 19 says that everyone has the freedom to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media. Well, there's no law that bars that in the United States, but the institutional structure very clearly do prevent it quite radically. So there's no law that bars me from saying now correctly that the United States has been one of the leading opponents, maybe the leading opponent, given its strength, of the three major pillars of the post-war order, the Bretton Woods system, the UN Charter, and the Universal Declaration. There's no law that prevents me from saying that the United States attacked South Vietnam under the Kennedy administration in 1961 that extended the war to all of Indochina, or there's no law that prevents me from doing what I just did. The World Court condemned the U.S. for unlawful use of force in Nicaragua, and that the U.S. was carrying out a major terrorist war in the region and a large part of war against the church. There's nothing that prevents saying all these things, but they're not part of the... To say that people have access to relevant information about that would be a joke. They sort of don't, either in the media or in schools, universities, or the journals of opinion, or for that matter.
It's so easy to get acid. You can get it anywhere.
Laws, which in effect undermine Article 19. Move on to Article 19. Article 19 says that everyone has the freedom to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media. Well, there's no law that bars that in the United States, but the institutional structure is very clearly prevented and quite radical. So there's no law that bars me from saying now correctly that the United States has been one of the leading opponents, maybe the leading strength of the three major pillars of the post-war order, the Bretton Woods system, the UN Charter, and the Universal Declaration. There's no law that prevents me from saying that the United States attacked South Vietnam under the Kennedy administration in 1961 and extended the war to all of Indochina, or there's no war to law that prevents me from doing what I just did. The World Court condemned the U.S. for unlawful use of force in Nicaragua, and that the U.S. was carrying a major terrorist war in the region and a large part of the war against the church. There's nothing that prevents saying all these things, but they're not part of it. To say that people have access to relevant information about that would be a joke. They certainly don't, either in the media or school. Laws, which in fact undermine Article 19. Move on to Article 19. Article 19 says that everyone has the freedom to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media. Well, there's no law that bars that, but the institutional structure very clearly do prevent it and quite radically. So there's no law that bars saying now correctly that the United States has been one of the leading opponents, maybe the leading opponent, given its strength, of the three major pillars of the post-war order, the Bretton Woods system, the UN Charter, and the Universal Declaration. There's no law that prevents me from saying that the United States attacked South Vietnam under the Kennedy administration in 1961 and extended the war to all of Indochina, or there's no war to law that prevents me from doing what I just did, pointing out that the World Court condemned the U.S. for unlawful use of force in Nicaragua, and that the U.S. was carrying out a major terrorist war in the region, in large part a war against the church. There's nothing that prevents saying all these things, but they're not part of... To say that people have access to relevant information about that would be a joke. They certainly don't, either in the media or the schools or the universities or the journals of opinion, or for that matter in most of academic scholarship. That's institutional structure. It's not laws, which in effect undermine Article 19.